Hey, Wash, is that you?
Yeah, this is me.
Dude, it's a different kind of morning in the United States of America, or afternoon, if you may be listening to this in the afternoon.
The year after Election Day 2016, now it's 2017, and all of a sudden, it became this, like, important election.
We just had to jump in, Wash, so
give me your reaction to the election.
You know, I'm in Virginia, for your listeners, and it is a bellwether state because the rest of the nation was looking at us to see what we'd do. And I was just sitting there all over as my kids were running around me, and my wife was like, all right, I'll let you tweet this one time during family time because it was so important. And, you know, look, let me put it this way. I don't underestimate white anger and white rage and white anxiety. So I am like a cautious optimist. But at the same time, I think after a year of suffering through what we've seen as the mainstreaming of white nationalism, we have clearly seen a referendum on Trump's agenda in a purplish state, which is Virginia, which is in the South, ladies and gentlemen, where we have a black lieutenant governor, we have a transgender woman and an Asian American woman elected to the assembly, and I think Democrats might take the assembly. Nobody was expecting that. They're doing some recounts. And you saw Northam, he was supposed to be neck and neck and beat Gillespie by 3 percentage points. I think he beat them by like 9 percentage points. And I love just going back and auditing the tweets of Donald Trump and his son, Donald Trump Jr., the moron, who told everyone to vote today. Vote today, guys, for those who are voting for Gillespie. And maybe the dream can be realized.
And by the way, Julio, you're a little circumspect.
Yeah, I'm totally skeptical. It's not even like we were saying this about Trump like a year ago, that, you know, the POC and everything, and it's going to happen, like, and Trump was elected. So I feel like the last 24 hours, it's almost like people have this pent up like feeling that something was going to happen. I don't know if we're overblowing this because there haven't been victories.
I'm just raising the question. All right. So I agree. I'm skeptical. But Waj, let me just go through the list. Okay. I mean, it's out there now, right? So there's these two Latinas who are first time state legislators in Virginia. Danica Rome, who's going to become the entire country's first openly transgender state legislator. There is Democrat Larry Krasner, who's a Black Lives Matter supported civil rights lawyer who has sued the Philadelphia Police Department, and he's becoming district attorney.
And he sued him numerous times.
More than 70.
Let me go through the list.
Yeah, no, right? You're going through
In
the list.
In Charlotte, North Carolina, they elected their first woman of color mayor, Democrat Vi Lyles. Minneapolis elected their first openly trans woman of color, Andrea Jenkins, to the city council. Go Minneapolis. Hello. Go Midwest.
The Montana one. You got the Montana list. This one I'll give you. I'll give you this one.
This one I just loved. Helena, Montana, elected Wilmot Collins as mayor. He is the state's first black mayor and refugee. He's a refugee. Bravo! From Liberia. And Ravi Bala became New Jersey's first Sikh mayor.
Hoboken.
Dude, this is, what I love about it is just like, it is POC engaging. It is POC running for office. It is diversity and engaging, LGBTQ. But I love the fact that people are jumping in, they're running. And I'm not sure what we know about the voting, but I'm loving all the people who decided to run.
Okay.
Can I throw in something about Virginia?
Yeah.
Which is why it should, inspire people. It's based directly on Trump's vision for America and what we've been witnessing the past year, that vision on racial and religious divides. I can tell you that the Muslim communities of Virginia, who were probably some of them who were lethargic and apathetic, came out in droves and did the following. Phone banking with Terry McAuliffe. He tweeted it out. 200 people showed up at my friend's house. I was supposed to go, but I had baby duty. they mobilized. So if you demonize and marginalize a people, after a while, people say, you know what? I'm going to mobilize, fundraise, energize, phone bank, and vote. And what we saw with the results is, this is the troubling part. 59% of white voters still went for Gillespie, but 40% of white voters didn't. And you got enough of the people of color vote to come out, and you got enough of that type of mobilization where it kind of turned the tide. And you also saw, and I'm glad you mentioned that list, Maria, you saw people say, hey, if Trump can be president, why can't I run for office? The bar is so low. And you saw people running for office.
Oh,
and also
I see
white
what you
people
did there.
Defeated also because the white boyfriend of the newscaster who was killed in gun violence ran a campaign on gun reform, and he unseated the Republican as well. That's another win.
Normal reaction to the sitting president's party. Are you, Maria, saying this is deeper? Waj, you're saying this is deeper?
No, I don't.
What are you guys saying? Because I guess I learned from 2016 that I don't want to jump for joy yet because there's still a lot of work to be done.
No,
Just raise one hand for joy. One hand, not to both.
Yeah, how about two fingers?
Yeah,
three fingers?
One hand for joy?
Okay.
I'm giving you a slow hand raise because I also am very skeptical of the Democratic Party. We just did an entire in the thick about this, which is
about progressives and POC.
There's
still issues.
And how there's a lot of talking down and all this. So I'm very skeptical that the Democratic Party will now all of a sudden be like, boom, we got this. We're like good. As opposed to really doing the deep down work of understanding these communities and what they want. But on the other hand, my hand does go up to say, I am glad that, señoras Ayala and Guzman and, the refugee, Mr. Collins, and Mr. Bala, I'm glad that they all ran. Hell
okay.
Yes.
And you two, Wash, what do you feel?
I never, like I said before, ever underestimate white anxiety and white rage in this country. I think if you're a person of color, you'd be a fool to ignore hundreds of years of white supremacy. That being said, imagine us growing up in this country. How often did we ever see people who look like us elected? Rarely to never. So imagine all those kids right now living under quote-unquote Trump's America. It doesn't belong to him. I'm just saying that in quotes. Who now see all those names that Maria just listed as elected officials and the fact that fellow Americans voted for them. And also I want to mention a point that Danica Rome, who is the first transgender a woman elected to assembly, she ran a laser-focused campaign on traffic in Virginia. And also she unseated Bob Marshall, and Bob Marshall is this far-right Virginia white Republican guy who both introduced the horrible anti-LGBT bathroom bills and the anti-Muslim, anti-Sharia bills. So look who she also defeated. And so this is why I think I agree with you that I said this tweet last night. I said, Democrats, don't mess this up. Don't take our votes for granted. And they have an opportunity now either to keep messing up or to see what's the shift, where there's enough people of color, enough minorities, enough white Americans who say, we were tired of the poisonous agenda of Trump.
I love the fact that both of you guys gave me sort of like,
we're skeptical, yo.
We live
in the United States of America. But by the way, I'll take the rejection of MS-13 as the biggest threat. I love the fact that the people of Virginia said, we don't think so.
I feel bad. I feel bad for MS-13 because they're like, hey, yo, don't we scare you? And they're like, nah, dog, not that much. MS-13 has like sad emojis on Twitter last night.
Hey, Waj, so you're our ITT, Virginia political correspondent now. We appreciate your time, dude.
Waj, thanks. Good to talk to you. And, keep hope-ish alive.
Hope-ish. We're all about hope-ish.
Bye.
Bye, Waj.
Bye-bye. Thank you, guys.